Hello, and welcome to this episode of Love from St. Luke's, a podcast dedicated to exploring God's love as it's revealed in Scripture. I'm the Reverend Lauren Bloom, coming to you from St. Luke's Episcopal Church in beautiful Eastport, Annapolis. This Sunday, we celebrated the Feast of All Saints. So let's take a look today at what makes the saints, well, saintly. We'll begin with a reading from chapter 6, verses 20 through 31 of the Gospel of Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." Here ends the reading. This week, we celebrated the Feast of All Saints, honoring the special souls whose lives have inspired others to follow God more closely. All Saints is one of only seven principal feasts in the Episcopal Church. It differs from the other six: Easter, Ascension Day, Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, Christmas, and Epiphany, in one crucial respect. Those feasts focus on God, and in most cases on significant events in the life and ministry of Jesus. All Saints celebrates special people, who, despite their human limitations, are lights of the world in every generation. The 2022 edition of Lesser Feasts and Fasts lists 275 celebratory days on the Episcopal Church calendar, most of which honor people whose names and achievements we would instantly recognize. Apostles, martyrs, mystics, and theologians are joined by writers, historians, and champions of social justice. We shouldn't assume that humankind has produced fewer than 300 saints over the course of history, however. As the Episcopal Church recognizes, there are saints who lived long ago, and there are saints living and working in the world today. Saints who are known by the Church, and saints who are known only to God. Although we might never have heard of them, God knows and loves all the saints, regardless of whether or not they've been granted a feast day, immortalized in famous art, or memorialized with city or street names, eponymous cocktails and holiday recipes, or tacky plaster statues. So, what makes a saint? Saints presumably seek to do God's will, but saintliness isn't necessarily about strict observance of ecclesiastical law. The Pharisees were expert in that, and we know how impatient Jesus got with them. Saints may be exceptionally virtuous, but we know that even the greatest among them, Peter and Paul, for example, weren't immune to anger, weakness, or fear. And although saints are often portrayed in art as gorgeous, immaculate people with gleaming halos, we know that some of them, Joan of Arc or Florence Nightingale, for instance, spent much of their lives elbow deep in mud, blood, and human refuse as they served the Lord according to their special gifts. If we want to figure out what makes someone saintly, perhaps we should look to Scripture for guidance. Today, Luke gives us Jesus' Sermon on the Plain, which presents many of his key teachings in a few beautifully crafted lines. Although theologians often assume that this sermon is Luke's take on Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, I wonder. While sharing common themes, the two sermons differ enough that it seems more likely to me that Jesus preached them separately, in different places and times. The Sermon on the Plain may offer insights into sainthood. Jesus promises that the poor, hungry, sorrowful and despised will be blessed, while those who are rich, satisfied, happy, and respected will see their fortunes reversed. He then tells those who listen to love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Saintliness may be as simple in concept and difficult in execution as following Jesus' instructions in the Sermon on the Plain. The Feast of All Saints takes precedence over regular Sunday worship in the Episcopal Church. So Sunday we read the All Saints Day scriptures instead of those appointed for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. Nonetheless, as we consider the meaning of sainthood, let's take a look at someone who would otherwise have been in our readings that day, and whom none of his neighbors would have described as a saint before he encountered Jesus, Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Luke tells us that Zacchaeus was a rich man, the chief tax collector in Jericho. His neighbors hated him as the worst kind of Roman collaborator. He was short of stature, enough so that when Jesus came through town, Zacchaeus had to climb a tree to see him over the crowds. Jesus arrives, looks up into the tree, and says, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus quickly climbs down and joyfully welcomes Jesus. The crowd is scandalized that Jesus has chosen this detested sinner's company. And yet, when Zacchaeus describes giving half his wealth to the poor and repaying anyone he has defrauded four times over, Jesus replies, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." The Reverend Dr. Gretchen S. Grimshaw observes in a 2022 blog post that this passage is usually understood as a repentance and redemption story. She notes that even the great theologian Frederick Buechner took it that way, writing, "Zacchaeus was taken so completely aback by the honor of the thing that before he had a chance to change his mind, he promised not only to turn over 50% of his holdings to the poor, but to pay back, 4-to-1, all the cash he'd extorted from everybody else." As Reverend Dr. Grimshaw points out, however, this passage is commonly mistranslated. The Greek verbs that Zacchaeus uses are in the present, not the future tense. Zacchaeus is already giving to the poor and repaying anyone who's been defrauded. "Not for nothing," Dr. Grimshaw writes, "but in Hebrew, Zacchaeus literally means righteous." Zacchaeus isn't converted to righteousness here. He already lives as righteously as possible, bearing witness to God's love by doing the right thing as best he can. That's what his neighbors fail to see in Zacchaeus, and that's what Jesus embraces in him. I agree that Jesus doesn't convert Zacchaeus here. Instead, he lovingly accepts him. Zacchaeus remains the chief tax collector, no matter what good deeds he does to compensate. Jesus can't be any happier about the work Zacchaeus does for Rome than his neighbors are, but he doesn't reject Zacchaeus for his sins. Instead, he focuses on the sincere efforts of this son of Abraham to be righteous and bear witness to God's love. His neighbors have lost sight of the whole man. That's why Jesus has to seek and save not only Zacchaeus, but those who refuse to acknowledge his virtues because they're so offended by his flaws. Like Reverend Dr. Grimshaw, we can imagine Jesus saying, "Z, you're already a saint," hoping, as I believe he does so often, that his words will break open the hearts of everyone who hears them. There are many people in this postmodern world whom others find easy to condemn. The poor, undocumented immigrants, the pride community, people of color, and others who seem different are despised by many. Those of us who feel differently may be tempted to despise the despisers. But if we do, we lose sight of the present virtues and future promise of these potential saints. we deprive them and ourselves of the precious opportunity to see how being embraced with wholehearted acceptance might bring out their best qualities. Zacchaeus is thrilled when Jesus invites himself to dinner. We can imagine how much more righteous he becomes after Jesus embraces him with such affection in front of his community. Acceptance works miracles. If it can bring out the saint in a tax collector, just imagine what it can do for the rest of us. The Eastern Orthodox Church recognizes Zacchaeus as a saint. Episcopalians don't, but perhaps we should. Zacchaeus is a reminder that no one is entirely without virtue, and that acceptance can reveal the saint in even the most hardened sinner. It's not that we excuse a sinner's deliberate wrongdoing. It's that we recognize that people are complicated. Look for the goodness in them and hold space for it to blossom. Every soul who steps up to sainthood makes the world a little brighter. Heaven forbid we should deny their virtues or smother their light. By God's grace, the world is full of saints, known and unknown, living boldly in their faith, bearing witness to God's love in a wounded world. Today, we give thanks for the saints of God. May we recognize them, may we embrace them, and may we learn to be like them. Amen. Now, please join me in a moment of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we love because you loved us first, and can only accept ourselves and each other because you accept us so wholeheartedly. Teach us to live as Jesus instructs us in the Sermon on the Plain. Help us to treat one another as we wish to be treated. Show us how to seek out and recognize the virtues in everyone we meet, not denying their human failings, but accepting them as they are and holding space for their saintliness to grow and be revealed. Make us your saints, Lord, living and loving as Jesus lives and loves. All this we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We'll close this episode with a blessing written by the Reverend William Sloan Coffin. May God give you the grace never to sell yourself short, grace to risk something big for something good, and grace to remember the world is now too dangerous for anything but the truth, and too small for anything but love. Thank you for listening. Go in peace until we meet again.